Hello Aquarius, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, August 26th and the whole week ahead. This is beautiful. Venus moves into your house of relationships and Venus is love. So you put those two together and you get a very loving period. If you want to know more, look it up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Venus in the 7th house. Over the next few weeks, this is the perfect aspect for a wedding, for a partnership to be confirmed. It's just lovely between you and someone else. And here's your Sunday stars. Yesterday I spoke about Venus moving into your house of relationships. Now, as much as this is good for somebody who's already got someone in their life, it's also ideal over the next few weeks if you've got no one in your life, because it's bringing two people together. So if you're looking for a soulmate, a kindred spirit, a friend who can be a lover, whatever you like, then get out and make your mark now. Here's your Monday stars. When Jupiter meets Saturn, as they did yesterday, then the ripple effect today and the days coming is excellent. It's ideal if you've got ambition, because it gives you foresight and vision. This is ideal for travel, for finding success in other places, other countries. It's because there's an overseas and international connection now that is going to come your way if it hasn't already. Here's your Tuesday stars. With the moon in Sagittarius, there's a number of things that you need to do when it comes to looking ahead at the future. But I also need you to have a jolly good sort out of your friends. Because you've got friends for sure, you're an Aquarian after all, but some aren't worth a light. And you need to be aware of those friends who are really, really good for you, who love you, who would do anything for you, and ditch the rest. Here's your Wednesday stars. A very good day if you're planning to do anything with an international flavour. In fact, not just today, I would say right up until at least the beginning of October. So if you've got plans to go abroad, if you want to make your mark in international areas, different countries, overseas, foreign parts, whatever, this is an ideal time right the way through till the early days of October to decide what you want to do. Here's your Thursday stars. Now that Mercury moves back into Leo, there's certain things that need figuring out when it comes to a relationship. Some things aren't working out. Some things aren't good. Now, Venus is in your seventh house, spreading goodness and light. But with Mercury moving back, there is something that hasn't been talked about or discussed and needs to be done. Because until you do it, it's going to be the elephant in the room. And that's what a relationship needs now. A clearing of the air. Here's your Friday stars. With the moon in Capricorn, then there's a certain number of things you need to do with yourself. First of all, recharge your batteries. And that means not going out and about and being raucous and being with the crowd, but more holding back. Sitting down, taking time, breathing easily, thinking about all the things that you need answers to. And hey presto, you'll get them. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.